Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jocelyn. Are you currently in need of roadside?
Yes.
And are you calling from a safe location?
Seven 8 0 28.
Are you calling from a safe location? Do you feel safe where you are located?
Yes. Now I understand what you said.
And can I have a good callback number?
Yes. Yes, it's 562-449-5952.
And can I have your first name?
Rocio Gutierrez.
Can you spell that for me?
Rocio is R-O-T-I-O.
And can you spell your last name for me?
Gutierrez. G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-C.
And have you previously called us today for roadside service?
Yes. I didn't have the BIN number. That's why I have to hang up. The lady told me to call back.
All right, yes, ma'am. And can I have that policy number?
Yes, one moment, please. One moment. It is, this is a business, and it's BA42000000019788.
And that was BA42000000.
Yes, yes. Sorry, the first letter is B, like baby. You want me to repeat all the numbers?
Yes, ma'am.
BA42000000019788.
And can I have the last six of the VIN number?
It's D47134. You asked for the bean, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And can I have the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle that needs service?
It is it's an F. It's a 2019 Ford. It's a 350. It's white.
And what seems to be wrong with the vehicle today?
It stopped working. They believe it's something with the transmission, and the truck needs to be towed.
So it's not able to start?
Mm-mm, it's not able.
Is it able to shift into neutral?
Was it able to what?
Is it able to shift into neutral?
What does that mean?
So you know how whenever you change gears, is park, reverse, neutral, drive, is it able to like shift the gear?
No. No. It's they were in the road to their job, my workers, and slowing down, and they were not able to they just were able to pull over to the site, but some of my workers, they have knowledge in mechanics, and they said that most likely is a transmission.
Okay, so did they try to crank up the car a little? Did they try to crank up the truck just a little bit to see if it's able to shift into neutral, or you're just not sure if it's able to shift into neutral?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't have that information. I know they wouldn't. The car wouldn't start anymore. So we need to tow in service to take it to Georgetown. Can you see if we have roadside assistance in the policy?
Yes, ma'am, we do have roadside assistance. You're covered.
Okay, thank you. Done?
Not yet.
And is that vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a two-wheel drive?
Can you repeat that, please?
Is that truck a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a two-wheel drive?
I don't know that.
And what are the keys for that vehicle?
Where are the keys?
Yes, ma'am.
They are in the truck.
Where specifically in the truck?
Where?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask one moment.
No. Okay.
Say it again.
Okay.
I don't know where they are, but I know they are in the truck.
Okay. Will anybody be with the truck when the provider comes to get it?
No.
Okay, I do want to let you know that since they are leaving the vehicle alone, we are not responsible or liable for anything that might happen to that truck before our provider can come get it.
Okay.
And do you know exactly where they stopped at?
Yes, it is. They sent me a ping, and I don't know how to read this. It's a 28. How do you say grace? Or with the dot on top. 52. Apostrophe 30.3, double apostrophe N. You got that?
I need you to repeat that for me one more time.
Okay. It's 28. How do you say with the period on top? It's
degrees.
Yes. You see, I've been for a while. And then 52 with apostrophe on top. And then 30, period, 3, with 2 apostrophes on top, north, N. And then the next one. It's 98 degrees. Apostrophe. Seven. Period 6. Double apostrophe. W. And the keys is in that toolbox passenger side.
All right, yes, ma'am. Give me one second while I search up this location.
Okay. Thank you. Did you find the location?
Is it in the McCullen County Independent School District in Texas?
Did you say it again?
Is there possibly in the McCullen County Independent School District of Texas?
Let me see, please. A moment. It is very close to Charlotte, Texas, in the Charlotte County. Right. Is there any way that I can text you the location?
No, ma'am, we don't receive text messages.
What about email?
No mail.
Is it next to Charlotte where you see the location? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it next to Charlotte?
Are we talking about Charlotte, North Carolina?
No, Texas. We are in Texas.
I'm getting close to... I'm over here by Seven Sisters, Tyden, Fullerton, Los Angeles, Culleton, and Artesia Wells. Is there any landmarks that you can see on that map that he, on the location thing that he gave you?
Well, they sent me a ping.
Yes, ma'am. On the ping, is it connected to the Apple Maps or any kind of map?
It is in Google Maps.
Okay, can you zoom out to see if there's any kind of landmarks, like buildings or addresses close by that I can use?
Yes, let me see. Okay, it's in the 97. That is before, those are all ranches, so most of the roads are, have no names or, no, this one has no name either.
Is there a street nearby?
Okay, street nearby is 8850. And it's over the 97, a highway. And it's before Dynamic Environmental Services. That's the building that is closer. The others, they don't appear with names. Or CG Creative Design Shop.
So they're not in Tilden, they're in Charlotte, Texas?
They are in Charlotte, yeah. Is there a number here in Texas that I can call? A local number?
Not of my knowledge.
Okay.
You said they were on bypass 91?
They are over the 91. They were driving towards Charlotte, and they were in the 91.
So they're on Hines Avenue?
No, they are over the 90. No, they are over. They are in the 91 highway. They were on the 97.
Yes, ma'am. So 97 is Hines Avenue. Is there, like, are they over there
yes.
by a Chase Burger, a Tito's, a Texas Champagne, a
yes.
Luna's?
Yeah. Yeah, over there in the height.
Yes, ma'am. Are they over there by, like, a Tito's Taco, AI Grocery?
No. If you see the map, there is one area that has nothing there. It's because all those are ranches, and there is only land there. They are before.
So are they over there by a Texas Oil Field Transportation?
I don't see that. I see Charlotte High School, Dollar General, Venado Oil Gas, Dynamic Environmental Services. That is very close to Charlotte. That is Charlotte in the city.
You said they were over there by Dynamic Environment Services?
Yes, before getting there, a lot before. Probably 10 miles before. Or five. I have no idea. I will have to pee. Let me see if I can put a pin. Okay, get directions. I might pin it from the map. Dynamic Environmental System. Okay, they are 2 minutes away from 1.1 mile from Dynamic Environmental Services.
All right, yes, ma'am. And okay, all right. Okay.
That is 1.1 miles away.
All right, yes, ma'am. And where is the vehicle going?
Towards Charlotte.
Where is the vehicle being dropped off to?
At Georgetown. It's 110 Ernst Road in the city of Georgetown.
And is that orange like the fruit?
What was that question?
The street name, is it orange like a fruit?
No, Ernst. It's E-R-S. Let's see. I don't want to get it wrong. I'll just... E-R-N-S-C. Ernst.
You said E-R-N-S-C?
S-T. E as in elephant, R as in rose, N as in nose, S as in Sam, T as in Tom. Road. And it can be drop off at the outside that the shop because it is closed. It is locked. So it can be left, the key can be left in the same box that it will be, the person will find the key.
And what city was that?
Georgetown.
And that was 110 Ernest Road in Georgetown, Texas?
Yes.
Is there a name for the shop?
Yes. Certified coding and sandblasting. The same as in the policy.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see. So whenever I type in 110 Ernest Road in Jordan, Texas, it pops up as a La Quinta.
What is that?
It's a hotel. But the address for the company is 160 Nimitz Drive in Kerrville, Texas.
That is correct. Yes, that's correct. That's where we have the headquarters. But we have a shop in 110 Ernst Road. And it's the city of Jordanton, Texas. Easy the zip code to make sure it's all right. I think 78064, but I'm not. Or 26, maybe.
And what's the zip code?
Yeah, 1 moment, please. 78026. It's 110 Ernst Road, Jordanton, Texas. 78026. It's 110.
Is it the E in L Garage?
Say it again.
The E in L Garage?
No.
And you say it's spelled E-R-N-S-T?
It's not going to have the name of the company.
Yes, ma'am, but I just want to make sure I'm sending it to the right spot because the place that is logging in right now is still the La Quinta. It's logging in as a hotel.
And Road, Jordanton, yeah. It's only 30 minutes away. But it's 10 miles. Let me see. I'm gonna go into the computer and see the address to see why it's appearing to you like that.
And you said it was 110. E as in Eric, R as in Richard, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, T as in Tom.
Yeah. Ernst Road. Is that true? Oh, it's true. That's in San Mas to the right. I don't know why that doesn't send the okay, now I found it. I found it. Oh,
what's the address?
It's 110 Ernst Road, Jordanton, Texas, 78026.
And spell that street name for me one more time.
Ernst Road.
You say E-N-R-S-T-E?
E-R-N-S-T. Not E. Yeah, it's there. Address.
And our zip code is 78026. And that was 110 ERNST Row, Jordanton, Texas, 78026.
Yeah.
All right, so yes, ma'am, your insurance only covers you off of $100, but we calculate that the service might be more than your benefits. If you choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available at the time in case the services cost more than your benefits will cover?
Yeah, I have a credit card. You need it?
So you'll give it to the provider whenever he picks up the vehicle. And since you wouldn't be there, I'll call the provider to see if you're able to give it over by phone.
Yeah, yes, they can call me this number.
And is that a Visa card, American Express, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard. There it is.
You said it's a MasterCard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, yes, ma'am. I'm going to call the provider and get their ETA and their out-of-pocket, and then I'll call you to let you know what it will be and if you accept.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for choosing Rose, and have a nice day.
How long do you think it's going to take for them to bring it to?
I'm not completely sure. That's why I'm calling back to let you know what their ETA will also be.
Oh, you will call me back. Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.